Rick, are you awake? The voice was familiar, and quickly a face followed it. Arnie was breathing on him.
Arnie?
He said with a weak, scratchy voice, then he swallowed. It's me, Rick.
Thank God you're awake.
Arnie the agent, always there at the important moments.
Where am I, Arnie?
You're in the hospital, Rick.
Got that. But why?
When did you wake up? Arnie found a switch, and a light came on beside the bed.
I don't know, a few minutes ago?
How do you feel?
Like someone crushed my skull.
Close. You're gonna be fine. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. How many times had he heard Arnie ask for trust? Truth was, he'd never completely trusted Arnie, and there was no plausible reason to start now. What did Arnie know about traumatic head injuries or whatever mortal wound someone had inflicted? Rick closed his eyes again and breathed deeply.
What happened?
He asked softly. Arnie hesitated and ran a hand over his hairless head. He glanced at his watch. 4 p.m. So his client had been knocked out for almost 24 hours. Not long enough, he thought, sadly.
What's the last thing you remember?
Arnie asked as he carefully put both elbows on the bed's railing and leaned forward. After a pause, Rick managed to say,
I remember Bannister coming at me.